Hey everybody, welcome back to the Sage 3 Podcast. It's Vonda. Solo dolo this morning. Welcome October. So glad to see your beautiful fall face coming to the door. I love fall. This is my favorite time of the year. I'm sitting outside right now in the office. The office is the car. And looking at the beautiful leaves and the beautiful trees and the sun is shining. And I'm just feeling like what a good opportunity to come here and put some stuff up in the air. More like a AM vent session. So here we go. Let me say this. People, your relationship with yourself will set the tone for every other relationship. So marinate on that for a few seconds. How you treat yourself is how everybody else is going to treat you. What you allow is what you accept, pretty much for the most part. Mental illness is very prevalent in my family. Got close family members and friends and acquaintances and all suffering from different mental illnesses, personality disorders, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, narcissism, borderline personality issues. Name something. I've experienced most of it. And I have to tell you that it's very taxing on a person. I've tried over the years to separate people's illnesses from the person. And if you know anybody with mental illness, that's a real hard thing to do. At the end of the day, we are all human. We all feel. We all hurt. And just because somebody is mentally ill does not mean that they get a pass for mistreating people out here in the world. That's what I'm saying. I say all the time, you know, a lot of things, a lot of trauma, childhood trauma and things has happened to us in the past, you know, actually shape us into the adults that we are today. Good or bad, your childhood, I don't feel like it's an excuse for you to be out here fucking up in the world. If you got issues, take control of those issues. If you got disorders that you need to be medicated and in therapy about, your mental health should be your first priority. You don't get a pass, especially when you're trying to maintain friendships and relationships out here. I don't really want to go too far into my personal business and history. So we're just going to say a family member, a close family member who suffers from multiple mental illnesses. I've tried to talk to this person and to support this person by getting them help, encouraging them to be their own advocate for their mental health, to no avail. And you get to the point that, you know, people are verbally abusing you, physically assaulting you. You don't have to deal with that. You don't have to deal with that. I don't care if it's a family member. And the most disgusting thing, I think, is for somebody that has a mental illness to manipulate somebody who's trying to support them, you know, by trying to, you know, say things like, hey, if you really was for me, you would just stay here and you would endure. No, I don't have to endure that, because your issues then turn into my issues. So I don't have to stick around for that. And there was a time when I did, you know, I just took it. I said, this is family. I can't abandon them. I just have to be here. But that wasn't healthy at all. So I made a conscious decision to separate myself from this family member. And it hasn't been an easy thing. If you're a family-oriented person and you love your family, you don't want to necessarily have to disconnect from them. But like I said, if they're abusing you, you have every right to protect yourself, your mental health, your physical, And, you know, it's just personal choice for people who want to go through life without addressing their situations. I mean, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, this is nothing that anybody asked to be born into the world with. So just you have to deal with it. You have, like I said, you have to be your number one advocate for it. You know, you got these issues, you need to address them. They're not going to magically disappear. And it's all about being accountable for your actions at the end of the day. Also, in recent years, I've had relationships with multiple people who've had mental problems and failed to disclose those issues in the beginning of the relationship. I guess I'm thinking for fear that they might get judged or whatever. So you all into the relationship deep, and then you find out, you know, these things that should have been put on the table day one. I'm not really a judgmental type person. Like I said, there's no such thing as a perfect person. We all have issues. Anxiety is a mental illness. After my car accident that I had a couple years ago, I had a little anxiety issue. That car accident was pretty traumatic for me and my daughter, Chris. And so I was an advocate for my health. I took my situation into control, and I went to see a therapist. I felt like I needed some medication because I was just really in a dark place, but turns out I didn't. All I needed to do was to just talk about these feelings and to get them out. And I did that for about a year. And I'm going to tell you something. Therapy was like the best decision that I could have made for myself, because I had gotten very angry and I just wasn't myself. I was being very reckless with my mouth, you know, taking my mood out on family members and stuff. And, you know, they understood what I was going through. So, you know, they excused it for the most part. But, you know, I hurt some people during that time. And I figured that this is not something that's going to go away by itself. So it has to be addressed. So I did that. And like I said, it was the best thing that I could do for myself. But back to these relationships with the people who failed to disclose this information in the beginning. That's fucked up. You know, you go into a relationship, you don't have to tell everybody your business. But if you got, you know, situations like this, I feel like you need to come clean with them. Everybody's not going to judge you. Everybody's not going to abandon you. You'd be surprised how much you have in common with a person. So later on down the road in these relationships, when I found out that these people had these major issues, the first thing on my mind wasn't to run. The first thing was, hey, what can I do to help you? What can I do to support you? I know I can't fix your issues, but you know, if we're partners, I want to support you. So let me know what I could do to help. And I was always the only one that wanted to rectify the situation. You know, people sometimes feel like they don't have issues, or feel like they have the issues under control, or they're self-medicating. And so they just go on and on and on. And meanwhile, they're just, you know, out here being very destructive. And like I said, people closest to you, it will affect you. So at no point, you know, are you obligated to stay in a situation like that? If somebody's abusing you, you can leave that situation. You don't let nobody manipulate you by telling you, you know, one thing I'm not is a ride or die. I don't know who created that whole ride or die thing, but no, I don't ride or die. If I'm in a situation that's making me sad, I'm leaving that situation. You ain't stuck. You're not a tree. You can move. So if anybody's listening to this morning or evening, and you're going through something similar where somebody is abusing you that can't help it, I'm gonna tell you, there's a part of mental illness that I feel like they can help it to a point. It's this thing me and my aunt Betty, we always say, crazy like a fox. You know, some of that's mental illness, some of that's just you're an asshole. So if you're experiencing any kind of emotional, verbal, physical abuse, get out, get away, separate yourself from that person. I mean, depending on what your relationship is with the person, you can revisit it later. You can revisit it at different times. You know, all you can do is pray for them. You can't force anybody. You can't love anybody's issues away. Trust me, I done tried all of it. I done tried to appeal to, you know, people close to me with issues, their softer side, you know, and they always want to accuse you of trying to fix them. Like, I don't think I'm God. I don't want to fix anybody. But if there's something, you know, that I could do as far as encouraging or supporting, I've always extended myself, you know, to do that. But like I said, to no avail. I don't stick around. I put space between myself and those people who don't, you know, who are not active with their mental health. You know, you just can't be out here mistreating people. So those was it. That's it. The early morning vent session. Some things that I just wanted to get off my chest. Any questions, any concerns, any feedback, you can reach me on social media at Von Did It on Instagram or V Martin on Facebook. I got a new Facebook. They took my old one. Yeah, give me some feedback. Give me some questions. Let me know how you liking the podcast. Is anything that you want me or the girls to touch on? Anything that you're interested in knowing or hearing more about? Feel free to drop us a line. And at the end of the day, know that we appreciate you. This is something that, like I said, this podcast is something that we've been trying to do for a lot of years now. And we finally got it up off the ground. And as busy as we are, we will always make time to, you know, touch base. So I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.